I'm Jason Epperson. This is RV Miles, and it's time for the latest in RV and camping news. Welcome back, everybody. First up, good news for anyone planning a California coast trip. Highway 1 through Big Sur has fully reopened at Regent Slide nearly 3 months earlier than expected. Caltrans reopened the damaged stretch at noon on January 14th, restoring continuous travel between Carmel and Cambria for the first time in almost 3 years. The highway had been closed for a major landslide in February of last year, overlapping with another slide further south that shut down through traffic for much of 2023 and 2024. For local businesses and residents, this is a huge deal. Many shops, campgrounds, and tourism operators were only accessible from one side of the closure, cutting off drive-through visitors, which are basically the lifeblood of the Big Sur economy. Caltrans says crews were able to finish early thanks to some pretty advanced engineering. They used remote-controlled bulldozers and excavators, drilled more than 4,600 steel reinforcement bars up to 60 feet deep into the hillside, and even brought in specialized spider excavators that can work on extreme slopes where normal equipment can't operate. In the final days before reopening, crews also had to remove about 6,000 cubic yards of mud and debris after winter storms. That's roughly 240 dump trucks worth of material just to get the road ready for traffic after they were already ready. That said, Caltrans is warning that temporary closures are still possible during heavy winter storms, and there could be short delays if crews need to clear debris or continue stabilization work along the cliffs. The U.S. Geological Survey says this stretch of the coast is one of the most landslide-prone areas in the entire western U.S., with more than 1,500 mapped slides along about 75 miles of coastline. So the headline here is Highway 1 is open, Big Sur is fully connected again, and coastal road trips are officially back on the table, but it's still a route where you want to check conditions before you roll. Thank you to friends of the show, Tina and Robert, for sharing photos from the reopened route, and a reminder that anytime you have news to share, I'd love to hear about it. Find me on social media or at editor@rvmiles.com. I also want to remind everyone of a big change coming to Zion National Park this summer. Restrictions on large vehicles traveling the historic Zion Mount Carmel Highway will take place on June 7th when vehicles larger than 35 foot 9 inches in length, 7 foot 10 inches in width, 11 foot 4 inches in height, or 50,000 pounds will no longer be permitted to drive the highway between Canyon Junction and the park's east entrance. So that is not all RVs, but most of them. Combined vehicles, such as trucks with trailers, cannot exceed 26 feet from hitch to rear axle and 50 feet overall. The change comes because a vehicle over that size cannot safely maintain their lane in the tunnel. In the past, a paid permit would allow you to enter the tunnel while traffic from the other direction was shut down. That's going away. Completed in 1930, the Zion Mount Carmel Highway is listed on the National Register of Historic Places and designated a historic civil engineering landmark. Its bridges, tunnels, and sharp switchbacks were built in an era with smaller, lighter vehicles. And large vehicles increased the risk of damage to historic infrastructure that wasn't designed to accommodate them. Visitors with large vehicles will still have access to Zion National Park through the south entrance. This news was actually announced back in March of last year when we shared it. So if you want to be up to date on the latest news that affects RVers and campers, make sure to subscribe to the channel to always get the latest updates. If Mount Rainier National Park is on your summer travel list, here's an important update. You will not need a timed entry reservation to enter the park in 2026. After running a pilot reservation system for the past 2 summers, the National Park Service has announced that timed entry will not be required at Mount Rainier this coming peak season, and visitors will once again be able to enter the park on first-come, first-served basis, just like in the past. Timed entry was originally rolled out in 2024 to try to manage congestion during the busiest summer hours, especially along the Paradise and Sunrise corridors, where traffic backups and full parking lots have been a regular problem. In 2025, the system was scaled back and only used at the Sunrise entrance, partly due to construction along the Paradise corridor. But now the entire reservation system is being paused for 2026. The Park Service says it will continue monitoring traffic, parking, and crowding conditions, but for now, no reservations will be required anywhere in the park during peak summer hours in 2026. And a quick reminder that we have all of our national park news over on the Parkography channel. Our Parkography channel covers national parks and other public lands news, and we don't just share stuff that's related to travel over there. It's a lot broader stuff about the National Park Service and all of our other federal lands. We hope you join us over there. More in a moment, but first, this episode is sponsored by RVMattress.com by Brooklyn Bedding. Get a real mattress for your RV instead of the cheap piece of foam that it came with at RVMattress.com by Brooklyn Bedding. They sell real mattresses and all the odd sizes RVs require, like short kings, Olympic queens, and odd bunk sizes, different thicknesses, and more. Their mattresses are toxin-free. They're made in their factory in Arizona and shipped to you vacuum-sealed wherever you are. You just unwrap them and let them expand. They have a 120-night sleep trial, free shipping, and a limited lifetime warranty. But the best part is that the RV Miles community gets 30% off. It's the best deal they ever offer any day of the year with code RVMiles at RVMattress.com/RVMiles. That's RVMattress.com/RVMiles with the code RVMiles at checkout for 30% off. The U.S. Treasury Department has said on Monday that it's canceled all of its contracts with Booz Allen Hamilton. It's a huge company that has lots of government contracts. That's essentially what they do. They're a government contracting firm. Their contracts are with lots of different agencies as well, but particularly important to RVers and campers, BAH runs the federal camping reservation system, recreation.gov. Several of you have reached out to me asking if this will affect reservations, and the short answer is no. The canceled contracts are only those with the Treasury Department, who have accused the company of failing to protect sensitive data, including at the IRS. The Treasury Department had 31 contracts worth $21 million with the consulting firm, actually kind of a small potato amount for BAH. The cancellation surrounds a former BAH employee who was sentenced to 5 years in prison in 2024 for leaking the tax records of President Donald Trump and hundreds of thousands of other wealthy Americans to media organizations. RV aftermarket product maker Camco has permanently stopped advertising its Fast 10 RV leveling blocks as America's number one after a challenge from competitor TriLinks that was reviewed by the National Advertising Division. That's the advertising watchdog arm of the Better Business Bureau. TriLinks and Camco both sell plastic RV leveling blocks, and the complaint focused on Camco's claims that its product was America's number one RV leveling block, which appeared on packaging in online catalogs and retailer websites. During the review, Camco told the National Advertising Division that it had permanently discontinued those claims, and because of that, the watchdog group didn't rule on whether the claims were actually true. But under their rules, the claims are treated as if they were found to be unsupported and were formally recommended for removal. In a statement, Camco said it appreciates the review and has updated its advertising language to align with the watchdog group's guidance. Now, this doesn't mean that the product itself is unsafe or defective. This is strictly about marketing claims, not performance. Fast 10 blocks happen to be my favorite by far. I've tried so many different leveling blocks over the years. But it's a reminder that when you see big number one claims on gear or other items you purchase, those claims are supposed to be backed by real market data, not just marketing confidence. And finally, the numbers are in for the RV industry's 2025 performance. Results for the RV Industry Association's December 2025 survey of manufacturers found that total RV shipments ended the month with 23,220 units, a 0.3% growth rate compared to December of 2024, basically even. For the full 2025 year, though, RV shipments totaled 342,220 units, a 2.5% increase over 2024. Towable RVs led by conventional travel trailers ended the month down 1.9% from last December. Motorhomes ended the month up 19.5% compared to December of 2024. For the year, towable RVs finished up 2.5% and motorhomes up 3.3%. So it would seem the RV industry has sort of settled into a new normal, far below the all-time high in post-pandemic 2021 of 600,000 units and more in line with numbers that the industry actually saw before the big crash in 2008 and 2009. Really, that's where we're at again. That's it for this week's RV and Camping News Roundup. Thanks so much for being here. If you got something out of this episode, hit the like button. If you want more like it, subscribe. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.